how are you feeling today?
Oh, good.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear.
You got to be patient.
Patient with
me? That's right.
No change in status. No. How about Chris's status? How's he doing?
Chris was not on the ice today because he was seeing the doctor for his facial injuries, and got back on the ice, and seems to be doing fine. I haven't spoken with him, but I think he got a pretty good skate in on the ice after practice or at the end of practice, and I think he's doing fine right now.
If you do need to recall someone, would you safely assume it would be Picard?
We aren't under the impression that we need to recall someone right now. So he played well for us and certainly would be on the list of short list to be guys to get called up.
We asked him about the hit and what was fair to come from the league, and he said Pacioretty doesn't have the reputation as a guy who was probably trying to hurt him. Do you think that should come into play in the decision-making process, and what do you think is fair in that regard?
I don't know the player, I don't know him. I don't know necessarily, what type of player he is in terms of if that's how he plays the game or not. Just the hits should be judged as what they see and what they're looking for. It's certainly from a blind side. I know they've taken that out of Rule 48, but he's in a vulnerable position. And I know the league's looking at it. So.
Dan, what will be the challenges for Muller and the new coaches this week? Sorry,
Hunter and Muller.
Hunter and Muller. And how can you guys maybe take advantage of that being that you're playing them? It will be a short transition window.
Well, the challenges are, whatever vision they have, whatever they like to see from their team, whatever systematically they might want to do. It's going to take a fair amount of time for them to even start down that road and have the players understand what that is and to do that. So that's the challenge. You're trying to get your team to play a certain way, or you want them to do certain things. It's just not going to be there in a short amount of time. That's the challenge. They do have usually the benefit of a surge in energy level and attention level, and I think you're going to see that in both cases, both Washington and Carolina, when we do play them. And that's something they have in their favor when we play them. And being able to play, really to be able to try to dictate the game is even more important when you're playing teams like that. If they don't, maybe what they're supposed to do, their structure is not clear, dictating and really forcing the issue with how you play can really try to take advantage of that situation. And conversely, you're playing a team that's going to be charged up, ready to go. You're playing a team that is going to be turning over, going down a different road. And I think you can expect that from both those teams, both Washington and Carolina.
Just wondering if you had heard the comments from Brian Murray yesterday regarding yourself and Sid related to the thing with Nick Foligno on Wednesday.
I was made aware of them, yes.
Dan, Saturday was another example of you guys making a comeback in the third period, and that you've mentioned that was something you guys were focused on from last season. What do you like about the success that you've seen with your team playing late and being able to create those surges?
Especially against the game against Montreal, I think we didn't change to get this comeback right. Got down 2-1, and then in 3-1, there wasn't a lot of change. There wasn't chance taking. We didn't make adjustments. We felt like if we kept playing and executing the way we needed to and playing in the right areas of the ice, that we were going to get opportunities to come back in the game. We were, I think, real fortunate to get the goal by Dupuis with roughly 4 minutes to go in the second to get it back to a one-goal game. And, our feeling was if we kept playing the right way, we would get those opportunities to come back in the game. And We had to kill off a couple of penalties in the third period, which kind of thwarted some of the momentum that we had, and it took us out of our game a little bit. But we did have enough time to get back to it, and we saw the great play from Gino to Jordan Staal for that goal, and that really was a belief that, hey, if we just keep doing the right things and playing the right way, that we can get the opportunity just to come back in the game, and fortunately we were able to do that.
Dan,
given the Pens Caps history, what do you think of Boudreaux being let go?
Yeah, I read it this morning and never feel good about seeing a coach in that position, regardless of who they are and what team they're playing for or coaching for. I do think it's going to certainly add a spark to the game coming up with their new coach coming in and us being an opponent right after or shortly after this, Bruce getting fired. So I'm expecting it to really be a charged up and energized game.
Dan, could you talk about the road trip in general and the potential you have to maybe – find your groove a little bit, reach your stride, three games consecutively, your team's healthy again and all that stuff?
I like where we sit in our division right now, and I like where we sit at the points that we have. I do also think we have a good challenge coming up with going into the Madison Square Garden playing the Rangers. They've been playing very good. It's going to be a huge challenge for us and maybe something we haven't seen in terms of a big time game, and then we come right back with a very good Capital team, although their record right now hasn't been what they'd like lately, but very talented team, a rival team. It's going to be a big game again, so some tests on the road maybe that we haven't seen and some good challenges for our team. And as you mentioned, we've gotten back closer to full health, and so it's going to be a challenge for our team to be able to play some big games against some big opponents on the road.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh, my God.
Troy's going to have a comment.
Didn't,